Guys, I thought I would come in and do my audio mail day 6. And today I want to talk about social networking apps that I have, or that I use, that I have and I use on the iPhone. And first of all, I want to start by saying that I have Twitter, which is the first app that I have. I really, really like it. I've been using it a lot, although I have 3 Twitter apps and I just can't decide which one to leave on. So I have Twitter and then Twitterific and Tweetlist. I don't know if they have improved Tweetlist, because the last time I used it, it was really, really slow with notifications. But I don't know what it's like now. So I have, I use Twitter more than the other two, but I want to keep them on because they're all sort of, they're slightly different. And then I have Facebook. Quite like the new Facebook app. It's quite good. It's nice and neat and tidy, which is quite nice because it's like there's like different tabs. There's like your notifications tab and your instead of requests, it's now people, I think. So that's basically where your friend requests are, and then you've got your messenger tab. And then your feed, your news feed, but I really, really like it. I think it's quite nice and I've had no problems with it. Then I also have, because I can't decide whether to keep it on or take it off, I also have Facebook Messenger. I quite like it. So if I don't want to use, if I don't want to go into Facebook and then go into Messenger, I can use the Facebook Messenger app on its own. I quite like it. I have Skype, of course, which unfortunately, I wish I could get the iPhone version back again, but I don't know how, because every time I search for Skype, it seems to be the one that I have, which is the iPad version, which is a little more fiddly, and I'm not really a big fan of it. I'd prefer the iPhone version because it's easier. Either that, or they've changed it. You know, either there is no iPhone version anymore, and they've just kept the iPad version. But I'm not a big fan of the iPad version because it's harder in a way. It's a little more tricky. But beggars can't be choosers, I guess. What else do I use? I use SoundCloud, but I wish there was a way that I could record using SoundCloud. I wish they'd make a record feature. And SoundCloud is basically if you're a musician, or if you, you can follow bands that you're into and listen to their, it's only sound clips, so you can listen to like sound clips of your favourite bands. You can follow them, you can follow friends from Facebook, I think, and Twitter. I think Twitter's on there. I quite like it, but I wish there was a record feature, but there isn't. Because apparently what you have to do is probably use voice memos or something, and then email it to yourself and then upload it to SoundCloud, which I don't know how to do. What else is there? I think what else I use? What else do I use? I'm fact, I could go to my social folder and let you hear some of the apps that I haven't mentioned because I can't remember. Oh yeah, Coco is a voice messenger. I think you can text as well, and it works a bit like iMessage. And you can also send voice messages. And I think you can make the voice message as long as you want. Then there's I use WhatsApp, which is, you can text people and for free, and you can voice message them as well for free. And Coco is a bit the same. I also have Viber, which is another voice text message thing that you can text and message for text and voice message for free. But the only thing with Viber is you can't multitask, which is a bit annoying. So you can't use any apps in the background, which is kind of annoying. Zello, it's a voice message, I think it's voice and chat, and you can sort of go and chat to different people, in different chat rooms, channels, whatever you want to call them. Of course, there's Audioboo. What else is there? I did try one out called Melt, and I didn't like it, because you could only record for 1 minute, which was rubbish. Let's see, what else is there? Heytel? Oh yeah, Heytel, which is voice messaging tool, and you can just record for 30 seconds, I think it is. Then there's IM Plus, which is basically a messenger, MSN, Facebook, I think Skype's on there too, can't remember. Yeah, MSN, Skype, and Facebook chat. Status Shuffle is just quotes for Facebook, really. I like it, and it's free. Well, Foursquare is basically, Foursquare is, basically you can check in to different places that you happen to be, you know, say if you're at Subways, you can check in at Subways, or, you know, like a shopping centre, you can check in there so that people on Facebook can see where you're at. Let's see, what WordPress is just for writing blogs. Haven't really used it. And that's basically it. So I hope you enjoyed my audio move for day 6, and thanks for listening, and take care, and bye for now.